This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. A new analysis shows the Illinois Governor's Budget Office expects fewer revenue dollars for the new fiscal year. The Governor's Office of Management and Budget now projects less than $55 billion in revenue, around $500 million less than the originally forecasted. Republican State Representative Joe Sosnowski of Rockford says he's concerned the big decrease in revenue could lead to higher taxes to make up the difference.
We saw kind of this decrease in revenue expected coming for a while, and so we expect, obviously, our budget's going to have to reflect that, and we're going to have to look at ways to trim back and live within our means.
Deputy Governor for Budget and Economy at Andy Menar blames the revenue decrease on economic uncertainty and anxiety fueled by the Trump administration. Some Illinois lawmakers are fighting to save a health care program for residents without legal status. Alex Degman reports.
A legislative oversight panel okayed rules this week that will phase out the Health Benefits for Immigrant Adults program by July 1st. As of March, it covered roughly 31,000 adults in Illinois without legal status. But State Senator Graciela Guzman says there's still time to find ways to pay for it, and she doesn't want to support a state budget without it.
I can't go home and look at my neighbor that is in treatment right now and not say that I have done everything in my power to fight for him and for families like him across this district. So it is a deal breaker.
Guzman suggests so-called progressive revenue ideas like heavier taxes on wealthier residents and businesses as a way to fund multiple priorities. I'm Alex Degman.
The Illinois Attorney General's office has reached a settlement to recover $45 million from CVS Caremark and pharmacy benefit rebates. The settlement negotiation, led by the Attorney General and the Governor's Office, resolves allegations that CVS pharmacy benefit managers failed to properly disclose and remit pharmaceutical rebates owed to the state. Governor J.B. Pritzker said the state of Illinois is committed to fighting for its people and will continue to pursue policies that lower health care costs for Illinoisans. The agreement settled claims related to rebates collected between April 1st of 2020 and June 30th of 2024.